If you love Broadway musicals, you should experience Spamilton, which continues in the GE Theater at Proctors in Schenectady through November 2nd. For theater buffs, it's 90 minutes of pleasant entertainment. Actually, it's a good time for just about anyone. As the title suggests, the central idea of the show is parodying Hamilton. To be specific, most of the spoofing centers on Hamilton's creator, Lin-Manuel Miranda, who the show claims was born to save Broadway from a lack of originality. Indeed, one of the better moments has Gerard Alexander, who is excellent playing Lin-Manuel, turn My Shot into the funny and clever I Won't Let Broadway Rot. To offer some idea about the good-natured chiding that takes place, Lin-Manuel's flaws are mostly excesses of virtue. He's too talented, too ambitious, too nice a guy. The show finds his vulnerability to satire through his celebrity status. However, though Spamilton is never nasty or rude, that doesn't mean it's not funny. Creator Gerald Alessandrini, who has made a career of spoofing Broadway with his annual cabaret, Forbidden Broadway, has an unerring talent for finding and exaggerating the slightest pretension in almost every musical ever written. While Hamilton is at the center of the work, there's virtually no Broadway classic that is not lampooned. Some are funny mashups like The Lion King and I. Others are too easy targets like Cats, Phantom, and Camelot. On the subject of easy targets, Paloma Diori's imitations of Liza Minnelli, Bernadette Peters, and Barbra Streisand are right on the money. The idea isn't exactly genius, but they are delicious fun. Not to worry, there are many clever moments, as when the show takes another 100 people just got off of the train from company and turns it into another 100 syllables. Two, the recurring bit of having the beggar woman from Sweeney Todd pleading for Hamilton tickets instead of alms is truly clever. The punchlines that come from getting the wrong tickets are hilarious, like the wordplay that suggests the title of the musical, Something Rotten, is a good description of School of Rock. If you're a theater geek, you probably revere Stephen Sondheim. Sondheim gets referenced frequently and does get some ribbing, but don't worry, he's mostly treated like theater royalty. In fact, one of the satisfying things about Spamilton is at its heart, it loves Broadway and the people who create theater. The cast is terrific as each actor catches the persona of the person being roasted, and they do it without losing their own personalities. For 90 minutes, they keep their focus as they sing, dance, and make the audience laugh, all without intermission. It's great work in a show that flies by. Spamilton is not Hamilton. What it is a caricature and a tribute to the original, and it's a lot of fun. Spamilton continues at Proctors Theater in Schenectady through November 2nd. For schedule and ticket information, call 518-346-6204 or go to proctors.org. This is Bob Geffert from the Troy Record.